What happens when love and touch meet? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Love isn't always about words. We say a lot in the way we touch and hold loved ones. These physical contacts release feel-good brain chemicals like oxytocin. But do those brain responses depend on who touches you? Anne-Catherine Kreuder and colleagues at the University of Bonn in Germany explored this idea. Around 100 couples participated. One partner inhaled either oxytocin or a placebo. Then, while in an MRI machine, volunteers were told that either their partner or a stranger would touch their calves. In fact, it was a researcher who touched them while shielded from view. Researchers measured activity in different brain areas while volunteers were being touched. Findings? Participants who received oxytocin and thought their partners stroked them felt more pleasant. Certain brain circuits for touch activated more if participants thought their partners touched them. Those given the placebo were indifferent about whether they were touched by a loved one or a stranger. The researchers think that oxytocin may make a partner's touch feel more rewarding and a stranger's touch less so. So give touch a try. You'll have more warm and fuzzy relationships fueled by oxytocin.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.